Blog Talk Radio.
Question to Miss Walker and Miss Jeff.
Jefferson regarding that workshop. And they gave her some answers. I'm not going to go over the answers. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring Sheila Coley on the line with me tonight. Let me see if I can get on. Hold 1 second, please.
Hey, Mary.
Oh, you're there. Okay, great.
I'm here, Mary.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, wonderful.
Good. So how are you doing today? I know you had a busy day.
I've had a long day, and actually my day isn't over. I have some more work to do, so I'll be up for a while, but that's okay. It's what I do, so
is
I'm doing
it. Is that what you do? That's right. Oh, my. We keep these late hours.
I know. I don't like it because I don't like being up late at night, but otherwise I have to carry it into tomorrow, and tomorrow has its own set of issues, so I want to settle today.
Okay. Well, I hope that you are ready to just give us a brief review on your workshop, the latter part of our program where you gave out sheets with questions on blank spaces for us to fill in answers to some of the questions that you had indicated on here. But I'm going to let you explain it, and if you want to ask the audience question, me questions regarding it, I'm just going to let you have the air right now.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say hello to everyone. I am just so excited about 12 years of the next chapter. I'm just amazed at how fast time flies. That's an expression we use all the time, but it really does move. I was thinking about the growth of some of the ladies that we have, that we work with, and just see how God has just done an awesome work in our life, how, you know, one day they didn't know how they was going to get through that hour, and it's years later, and they are finding their way into that next chapter. And I also actually really want to acknowledge you, Mary, for your theme. I'm just always delighted at how God uses you to share information with us that benefits everybody. And when I think about where do we go from here, one of the things I ask everyone to do at the anniversary is take out the we and put I, and ask yourself the question, where do I go from here? And that's a question we really do ask ourselves all the time, especially after a situation that has been somewhat traumatic or challenging. It's like, you know, another way we say it sometimes is, well, what's next? And we're looking for answers. I belong to a Bible study group, and one of the questions in that group was, why are we so interested in knowing our future? And I just thought that that's so tied to here, because we want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. We want to know, you know, we want God to reveal his plan for us so that we can just have some more hope. But God is just requiring us to trust. That's why he doesn't tell us everything. He tells us some things, but not everything. And the first requirement, you know, for us to really understand where do we go from here is what our theme scripture is, which is found over in the book of Proverbs. And we talk about those three things that we have to do in order for us to know what's next. And God has what I call a lot of if-then clauses. We talked about that at the anniversary. Those if-then clauses, and especially as moms, I said them a lot. I'm sure you have too, Mary. You know, if you do this, this, and this when you're talking to your children, then you can expect this, this, and that. And that's what God does with us sometimes. He tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, he says, I will direct your path. But that's an if-then clause. So he's going to direct our path based upon us doing three things. And the first thing we really have to do is trust him. And we have to trust him with our whole heart, not with, you know, a portion of our heart, but our whole heart. The second thing we have to do is lean out into our own understanding. And the very last thing we have to do is acknowledge him in everything that we do. And if we do those three things, God's promise to us is that he will direct our path. So if you're out there and you're wondering, where do I go from here? oh, Lord, I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what's going on in my life or in the life of someone that you love. You have to maybe do a look in the mirror and say, have I done these three things? Because if you have, you can rely on God's promises. So we passed our papers to everybody that was in attendance there, and it has all these blanks on. You know, when you take those tests, and Mary and I have been talking about taking tests, you know, they give us multiple choices, and we have to figure out what answer is the correct answer. Well, the answer is there, so you know, but we're still in the blanks. You don't always know exactly what that right answer is. So we wanted to talk about that. And the very first part was just asking us, did we know what the theme for our anniversary was and what the actual Bible verse was? And then it went on, and it wanted to know, the question was, what two situations are you trusting God for? And we wanted you to be very specific about what those two things were, because sometimes we're so generic in our prayers that if God answered them, we'd have missed it. So, you know, I'm encouraging everyone to be very specific about those two things that God is trusting you for. You don't say, you know, we don't want you to say things like, you know, we want you to be good to my family, or we want you to, you know, just give us good health. We want you to be very specific. What is it that you're wanting right now that you want to trust God for? So you want to identify those two things, and then you want to ask yourself this question. I love this one. Is God trustworthy? Because we always talk about we can trust God, but can we really trust God? Do we think God is really trustworthy? Is God the type of God that we can actually take those two things that we have listed and say we can really trust God? Can you trust God with your life? Can you trust him with your heart? Can you trust him with your children? Can you trust him with your finances? Can you trust him with those things that are near and dear to you? And then we want to talk about what are some synonyms for trust. Now, I don't know if we remember going back in school that far, but synonyms are those words that means trust, but it's just a different word. So at the anniversary, we talked about things like it means to confide in, to lean on. You remember some of the other ones, Mary?
Trust, believe. I wrote down trust, believe, and hope.
Yeah, somebody said believe and to hope. And so those are other synonyms for the word trust. So you can replace that. Am I believing God that he is going to provide those things? And then we went on to say, what two things can you change to keep you from leaning on your own understanding? Because sometimes we're guilty of saying things such as, I just don't understand. That don't make a bit of sense to me. I can't figure that one out. And I get tickled when I'm saying this because I find myself saying it. And sometimes it ain't always for us to understand, because we serve a God that's so awesome and so great and so omnipotent, and he knows the future and he got it going on like that. There are some things that God knows that he is not privy to us to. So there are some things we're just not going to understand. So can we trust God enough to not have to understand? So the question again is, what two things can you change to keep you from leaning on your own understanding? So when I was preparing this, I was like, well, what two things can you change, Sheila? And one of the things I thought I needed to change was my sense of fear. Sometimes I get very fearful of not knowing, not understanding. And so one of the things I have to change is fear. It may be something somebody out there has to change. You know, do you get fearful? Do you have anxiety about something that you don't understand? So think about those things that you might need to change. Maybe you need to change how you approach situations. Are you negative? Do you assume that you're the problem all the time, or do you assume the other person is the problem all of the time? So you just kind of look at the kind of challenges God is allowing in your life and saying, what am I prone to do this time that's not getting me to where I need to be? There's an expression we use a lot that says, if you want something you never had, you may have to do something you've never done before, and that is the change that we're talking about in terms of maybe not leaning into your own understanding. Because one of the things we also shared about at our anniversary was your own understanding is very finite, which means it's just limited. When you think about just all of the classes that you can take in a lifetime and how much of it is so hard or so difficult or so challenging, all of the majors you could have had when you went to college, all of the industries, careers that you can pass, there's so much we don't know. And so our understanding is finite. We don't have a lot of knowledge. And one of the things that we do because we are such sinful creatures, we seek our own way. We want to do it our way. You know, there's even some songs about, you know, doing it your way. Burger King, you know, says, you know, you can have it your way. But God doesn't say that. God says it, you need to do it my way, not, you know, the way we do it. So we want you to always be challenging yourself to do things different. Allow that word change to penetrate you and to make you feel as though it's hard. Sometimes I can just cry my way through it, mope my way through it, cross my way through it, whatever it is that we have to do to make our situations or challenges better. The next thing we want to do is, what two ways can you acknowledge God for the situations you trust him for? Because we're still talking about them same two situations. So, you know, those situations you named in the very beginning that you're trusting God for. So in what two ways can you acknowledge God for those situations you're trusting him for? And so you think about, what is it that I'm trusting for? Now, how can I acknowledge him? One way you can acknowledge him is saying, God, you can have this situation. I acknowledge the fact that you can handle it. I acknowledge the fact that you're the one who can change the hearts of people, not me. We've all tried to change somebody in our life, spouses, children, parents, coworkers, neighbors. But, you know, what is it that we can do where we can acknowledge God in those situations? And at the very end, I thought this was very exciting, one of the most interesting questions I've ever asked myself, and is, what is the hardest thing have you ever experienced? And that was just such a power-packed question, because we whine and we complain a lot. We are uncomfortable a lot. We are in places a lot of times that we don't want to be in. But in the big scheme of things, those of us who have lived more than 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, some of you maybe 60, 70 years, you've experienced a lot in your life. And so we want you to think about your entire lifetime. The hardest thing you experienced could have been yesterday. It could have been when you was 9 years old. You know, spend the time and say, what was the very hardest thing I've experienced? As tough as it is to be a widow and to have lost your husband, there may have been something even harder than that that you've dealt with before. And once you come up with that thing, I challenge you to write it down on a piece of paper and put it on your mirror, put it somewhere you can see it and say, that thing that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, I survived it. I got through it. I got around it. I got over it. I'm dealing with it. I managed it. And maybe it was so long ago, it's not even an issue for you anymore. So the fact that God brought you through that, whatever those two things you have on your list, you got to trust that God will bring you through those things as well. So, you know, we kind of left you with a couple points that said, God has seen you through the hardest days of your life. He is still directing your path, and he has not brought you this far to leave you now. So that's what we want to leave with you this evening. We hope we've encouraged you, and even more so encouraged you, challenged you to be a better you, to allow God to take whatever it is that you're going through, whatever you're challenged with, and let him direct your path, because it's a script. He has predestined us. And as a result of that, all we're doing is walking out that which he has already promised us. So thank you, Mary, for the time. Time does get away, so I want to be mindful of, you know, some other things that you might want to share with our listeners.
Taylor, yes.
Yes.
want to answer that last question. You know how kids in the classroom put their head up? Me, me, me. I want to answer that. Me, 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 me.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I want to answer that last question.
I would love to hear your answer.
What is the hardest thing you have ever experienced? You know, one thing is this thing is harder than the death of my spouse. Understand.
I know everybody's sitting on the edge of their chairs, can't wait. Isn't it interesting? Everybody want to hear.
Yeah, but you're not going to believe it. Understanding the different things that happens in my life, why, where I'm going. Really, I have an idea where I'm going from here, but understanding it, you said you had fear. I have the fear of understanding all of my purpose. When I get to a certain point in my life, understanding why I am hindered in this spot and can't seem to move further, understanding how to get there. You might not understand it, but that's the biggest, hardest thing. It's me right now. Right now I'm dealing with that. I'm dealing with trying to understand where am I at this point in my life. Understanding where I need to go from here. And is it the right direction that I am concentrating on? So that's a big question for me. And it's beating me up a lot because I don't want to get off track. Just like God say, he will make your path straight. I believe that. But I am so fear of that understanding that I'm afraid to make that move. I'm afraid to step it's making me fearing to where I'm going in a sense of like I'm standing here and I'm afraid to make a step, just like a child is learning how to walk. I'm afraid to walk right now. I'm afraid to walk. My understanding is fear for me right now. And right now I'm at a point in my life that I am trying and asking God to make my path straight and smooth. I got an idea what I need to be doing, but I'm not sure. So I am in prayer right now because my understanding is not clear to me.
And I think,
do you
and
understand
I think
what I'm trying to say?
I do, and I think that's where many folks struggle because the scripture is really encouraging us to not try to understand. That's why that trust part is so hard for us.
Yes.
Because it is not understanding. What we do know is that God loves us. What we do know is God got us back, our backs. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. It doesn't mean that he's not going to do just like we do as parents, allow that child to take a step and knowing that child may fall, but we have still built barriers of protection around that child. So the child's world has fallen apart. They stretch out on the floor and they fall apart because they fall down. But as a parent, we know that they're not really hurt. You know, we say, I think the only thing hurt is their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think God does us like that. That's how he grows us. That's how we have to use muscles we've never used before. That's how you get toned and you're looking good. You have to use those muscles you never used before. So we get to these phases in our life where, you know, God is saying, there's still some more muscles I'm trying to develop in you. And so he sends these things in our lives that he says, okay, you've been trusting me on that and you've done it really well. But I can teach you new ways to get to know me. And I got to admit, it's no fun. I don't like being in the gym. I don't like working out. I don't like sweating. I don't like building physical muscles, and I don't like building spiritual muscles.
Right.
Because it's not comfortable. It's not fun.
Yeah, and even though you have, you trust him, but there are times in your life you're just standing there and say, do I make that next step? Is he going to be there? Just like a little child, you know, am I going to fall? Am I making, do I understand it clearly what I need to do? Where do I go from here? So I am at that point in my life right now where I'm questioning.
Mm-hmm. There's this movie, I think it's Raiders, one of those Raiders of the Lost Ark movies.
Yes.
And one of the things, he had to step out off of this cliff where there was no bottom, and he had to walk to the other side of the mountain basically on air. And I think sometimes we trust God, but we trust God as far as we can. We trust God as far as our understanding is.
Mm-hmm.
And what God is teaching us is to trust him beyond our understanding,
mm-hmm.
to trust him in those things that we don't see. And he only does it to us when we're mature in our walk with him. He wouldn't do that to a babe in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of us who have matured in our walk, he gives us harder assignments.
Mm-hmm.
He puts us in places that we'll say, you know, couldn't you have found somebody else? I didn't volunteer for this one. I was over here minding my business. I was just as happy as I could be, and somehow I woke up one day in the middle of this craziness. And
right.
You know, and we should just be so God honored that God chose us, I think.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I must say, even though I have those questions and those fear of understanding, is that I still press on. I don't want to go backwards. I will go forward, and I keep on pressing and doing what I think he has for me to do. So I don't give up, even
well,
spite of
good.
The fear. Yes.
We
so,
need a fearless leader.
Yes. Well, it's important not to give up because, you know, he doesn't want you. He wants to continue to believe in him and trust him. So we have to keep on doing in spite of our fear and our the understanding that we want from him and we can't see it right now. But I know once we keep walking into it, we will see it clearly. But anyway, we only have 3 more minutes. And thank you so much, Sheila, for
Sure.
Your workshop. You did a great job at the anniversary, and then you did a great job again tonight in explaining that. But we have a few announcements that I definitely want to go over because we only have a couple more minutes left. Important, this coming Thursday, we're going to have a freeconferencecall.com where you call in who's interested in going on the cruise with us next year. It is this coming Thursday at 8 p.m. We're not going to be on the air long, no more than 20 minutes, just answering some 20 minutes to 30 minutes. It's according to how many questions you may have. We're going to have the travel agent on, Pat Jones. She'll be on the air and on the phone, and she will answer any question that you may have regarding the trip. I've been getting a lot of phone calls of questions and so forth. And now one of the main things, Sheila, we talked about that today. I looked at the flyer again, and someone called me today, and didn't see it, but it is bold on there. But it's important that I want you all to go back and read every single word that is on that flyer because it's very important of the details. And we won't be able to go over these things and answer questions on this coming Thursday at 8 p.m. I will do a calling post regarding the ID number. I've emailed all of you who have email addresses, that information, the telephone number and ID number that you got to key in afterwards. I'm going to do a little bit of texting too. So please be on the call. It's a free conferencecall.com and just listen. You might have a question once you call in. You might not have a question now, but you might have a question later. But be informed of all the things that you need to know regarding the cruise to sent to Cozumel and the Grand Cayman Island. So be hope to hear that you will be on the air this coming Thursday. The other thing is we didn't have a meeting this month because we had our anniversary, but we will have a meeting next month. I'm going to try to get something, an activity going, I will inform you of that probably at the next talk show. It's for what we're going to be doing for the month of October. We might be doing some volunteers, but I'll tell you more about that later. But anyway, our time is up, and thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in again next Tuesday, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed, and thanks again, Sheila, and tell others about this show, and just be blessed by it. Thank you, and have a great night.
You can live through it.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through it.